Welcome. Guess what? This is season three, or this is going to be the intro of season three. I'm going to keep it quick, short, and brief, straight to the point. So season one, I talked about the 10 most common mistakes that we do in relationships, and we went over a lot of different things. I would have said that was the beginning of everything. And I actually like how that went. So I continue. I mean, obviously, this is season three, and I'm on to something bigger and better. And when I mean bigger and better is after season one, I did season two, and I actually got hooked up with my co-host, Karen and Dede Hightower. Shout out to Dede and Karen Hightower. By the way, for all the people that are listening to me on the audio, go to my YouTube page. It is up and running. I have the video. Shout out to all y'all. All your listeners, all your viewers, how y'all doing? But season three is how to be an effective communicator. I'm going to shorten that into an effective communicator. And episode one is going to be focused. Now, I don't know if y'all can hear in the background, but I'm down here at the studio. And again, if you are listening to me on the audio, please jump over to the YouTube page and check me out. Again, how y'all doing? I'm listening to Eric Thomas, like his new album, and I would definitely put the actual album link down in below. And if y'all haven't heard Eric Thomas, I talked about him a couple of times in one or two or three of my podcasts, but he is definitely by far from me, I want to say, is the greatest and most powerful and passionate motivational speaker that I know in this time. I'm not saying that there's not a lot of great motivational speakers out there, because they are. There's another one called Les Brown. He'd been around for a good little while. Great guy. There's basically Tony Robinson. I mean, the list goes on. There's a new guy. I don't know how new he is. I just actually discovered him in the last, I want to say, month or 2 months ago. His name is Tony Gaspin, and I definitely put his name in the link below too. But there's a lot of positive people out there that's doing phenomenal things and that's trying to help, not just in this time right now or what's going on in the world, but overall, before that this pandemic happened, these people have been talking about a lot of great things. And I mentioned Eric Thomas because his new album kind of reflects on a lot of different topics that I will be going into in season three. Not so much of the communication part that he's talking about, but he's talking about how to get to the next level. And basically season three is all about that, how to get to the next level. And there was one thing that he talked about that I actually found real deep, and I actually took something personal from it. And I mean, most of the time I do take something personal from it, no matter what. But this one was really impactful for me. So what he was saying, it's, I think the title is called Rehab. I'm not sure, so don't hold me to that. I would definitely double check with that. But it's the beginning track of his album. And he was talking about his wife, Dede, on how that he wasn't giving Dede 100%. He knew that he was giving Dede 80%, and he couldn't figure out for the life of him how and why he is not giving his wife, like the love of his life, 100%. And it took him to go to this revival down, I think it was in Florida, he said, that it was this, I guess, this minister or this woman that, you know, came up to him and like, you know what, the Lord came to me to, you know, talk to you about, you know, something. And, you know, they go on and stuff like that. I'm not going to go into details on the whole entire conversation, but what was said, just to make it very brief and short, is that you holding back, like there's something that you holding back on. And for you to get to that next level, you need to confront what's holding you back. And for him, what was holding him back was confronting his mom on a certain topic that he did not want to confront his mom on. And basically the whole, you know, some of what they was trying to get across is, if you want to get to that next level, if you want to elevate yourself, you know, do whatever you want to do in life, whatever holding you back, you need to confront that. You need to go back and confront that head on so you can get to the next level. Because for him, it was a trust issue within him and his mom that stopped him from being 100% in his marriage with his wife. And I mean, that's deep. That is by far deep. And a lot of us, including myself, a lot of us have some deep-rooted issues that we don't want to deal with. And I get it. Like, yo, it's hard. But I don't know if you like me, but I constantly want to keep, you know, elevating and getting to the next level. And I would do everything in my power to get to the next level, even if I need to go back in the past to confront all the issues that I need to confront. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy. By all means, I never said it's going to be easy. But I know that what I have to do is confront the issues that I need to confront to get to that next level. And this is what I wanted to jump on the mic and say, like, yo, season one is going to be basically focus. You know, we need to laser focus on where we want to go. But before we get there, we need to go back and focus on what stopped us before we actually make more issues for ourselves in the future, because there's going to be a lot of obstacles. And not to bring up basically COVID-19, listen, because we didn't foresee this. And I mean, this is by without saying, obviously nobody saw this coming. There's a lot of speculations on how this came about and stuff like that. And this is not a podcast or a show to talk about any type of political anything, okay? So I'm not gonna dive in deep on about COVID-19 political aspect of that. But I just wanna talk about the outcome of it. Nobody, from business to teachers to families to anybody, nobody was prepared for this. But now that we know and how something like this can shake us up, I will hope, I know for myself, I'm putting stuff in play to make sure anything else, any type of pandemic, I don't care what it is at this point now, I'm going to be well prepared for what to come in the future. So I'm taking this time right now to, like I said on my last podcast or my last introduction, is sharpening up your tools. And if you haven't heard that one, go to my page and I will put a link below, probably both right here. I know, again, for the people that's listening to the audio, I know you don't see what I'm doing, but basically everything that I'm talking about, I will put in a link below for the audio and obviously for the visual. On YouTube, you can see all the links and stuff like that, so don't worry about it. But again, let me wrap this up real quick, because like I said, didn't want to take too long. But season three is going to be effective communicator, and episode one is going to be focused. We need to focus on where we want to go, but before we get there, we need to deal with the stuff in the past that's stopping us and holding us back.